And good morning or good evening. I want to bring you a message that's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter number 1 and verse number 21. And what I'm doing as to why we're on this break with the coronavirus, this COVID-19, is I want to bring you messages of the gospel so that I can be helpful unto you. And I'm committed to bring a message each day, except for perhaps on Saturday. I have another class. It's a small group class. It's for preachers. And so it's under the requirement here is that our meetings have to be under 20 people. And so it is under 20 people. It is much under. But it's a particular pastor who comes, and we are in the book of 1 Timothy, and we're studying. But this message, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. And the only way that you and I are able to legitimately say to die is gain is if we are living for our Lord Jesus Christ. I see you, Mr. P. Good morning. But to live for Christ means that His love has been made known unto me in the gospel. It means that His blood which He shed on Calvary's tree is all of my righteousness, and it's all of my relationship with God. A dear sister, a dear woman who is coming to the knowledge of Christ and the truth of the gospel was asking me questions this morning and afternoon about being made righteous or being justified by faith, and being made righteous or being justified by our works at the same time. But her question was, am I righteous with God because I trust Christ and the things I do? That will never cause me and you to love God. That will cause us to always to default and to fall back upon our love and the things that you and I are doing. And they are no true love for Him. The true love for Him only comes in one way, is that He justified us. He made us righteous without you and I doing anything. He chose us in His love. He accepted us because the beloved Son, the only begotten Son of God, laid down His life for our sins. And when you and I come to grips with the fact that we are loved freely, that we're not better than anybody else, but the reason that He forgives us and the reason He chose us was in His love entirely. The only reason I am useful, I am used as a sinner, is because of Christ. The only reason I'm forgiven is Christ. The only reason I'm accepted is Christ. I'm forgiven because of Jesus Christ. I'm useful in the ministry, not because I'm a great man, not because I'm trying harder than anybody else, but for Christ's sake, God looks past my sin. He has forgiven me. He has pardoned me. He has used me. He has put me into the ministry. And when you and I realize that over and over, that we are accepted because of a beloved Son. And then here's what I want to say, point two, is when that knowledge gets into our heart, it's the love of Christ is something that is experienced. It is not just a doctrine. It is not just a creed. And the beloved brother Paul, he puts it like this in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2. He says, if then there is any encouragement in Christ, if you hear me over here, but this new beard, I've been trying to grow this thing for 10 days. What's going on, Brother Austin? Nice to see you. And happy 25 years. But if you see the love of Christ in a way that there's encouragement, that this word means to come along the side of and lift me up, to encourage me, to make me stand, to make me strong, to take me and help me and say, let's go. If there is encouragement in Christ, if the gospel gets into your heart in a special way, if there's any consolation of his love, it's not just talking about his love. It is consolation. It is comfort. It is enjoying his love in the gospel. It is not just an intellectualism. It was a pastor, his name was Henry Mahan. And Brother Mahan, I just posted a sermon by him online. But he preached a long time, and he preached this gospel of grace very effectively and powerfully. And Brother Mahan would say that the greatest distance in all of the world, yes sir, Brother Larry, experiential love, the absolute greatest distance in all of the world is not between the East and the West, not between the North and the South, not between the U.S. and China or the North Pole and the South Pole, but the greatest distance in all of the world is between a man's head and a man's heart. And that distance, that gap, it can only be bridged by God. And so what me and you need to do is to take the gospel, the things that me and you say that we believe and that we do believe, and we need to bring these unto God and say, put this in my heart until I can have the encouragement of Christ, the consolation of love, the fellowship of his spirit. Make me experience this. That's what the leper did. If you will, you can make me clean. You can make me whole. You can make me filled with power and with joy. And that's the reason, my brothers and sisters, that people don't live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they don't know and experience his power in their heart. But you can. And here's how you can do it. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, make me able to serve you in joy. Lord, overcome my sin. Lord, subdue my flesh. And then the affection, the fellowship of the Spirit, the affection and the mercy, it will come into your heart and you will experience this gospel in power. That's the thing I'm talking about, is experience. Is you cannot live for Christ and to lay your life down for Christ. If you do not love Christ, and you cannot love Christ except the love of Christ is revealed into your heart by the Holy Ghost. But once me and you have that on a daily basis, that's what gives us the experience of joy and of power so that we can serve this generation, our day that's in front of us right now. We are in a great day to preach the gospel. There has not ever been a time in my life I have been more excited about the preaching of the gospel than right now with the coronavirus turning everything upside down. The false prophets are silent. I preached a message from yesterday and recorded it on my own, and I'm going to keep recording these on the live video for benefit on the next 2 weeks at least. It's a lot of people are home right now. You don't have anything else to do, but that's part of the open door that the Lord has given us by this corona, this virus, this pandemic. But in the book of Isaiah, it's the Almighty God. He tells these false prophets how they are incapable of prophesying the future. It's in Isaiah chapter number 44, verse number 7 says, "Who like me can announce the future? Let him say so and make a case before me, since I have established an ancient people. Let these gods declare the coming things and what will take place." And the point is that Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, and Benny Hinn, and Kenneth Copeland, and the whole crew of these false prophets all over Nigeria, all over Africa, in the Kenya, cannot prophesy anything exactly. They're under miracle power, has been proven false, and for the first time in a long time, in 20 years, if not more, in my whole lifetime maybe, they're silent. Yes, it's still a little bit of this, that, and the other, but the miracle working crusades have been canceled because of a pandemic. Their healing crusade has been canceled because of a virus, and they've been made to shut their mouths. And other people who were under their sway, who are so moved by the fake miracles and by the crowds, are being drawn away to listen to the preaching of the true gospel because they have been shaken and rattled. And you know, that's what happened unto me. I was under a false prophet who predicted, this man's name was Harold Camping, he predicted the end of the world. And when it did not happen, it opened my ears to be able to think that somebody else might have truth, when in times past, I thought that that man actually knew everything. And so when these people see that they can't even attend church on Sunday, and that the pastor that's been promising them health and wealth is scared to touch them if they cough, do you actually think these elderly false prophets like Jakes and Hinn and Copeland are going to go into Italy and risk catching the coronavirus that is killing old people in mass? No, they're staying away. And they may prophesy something, you know, in their television screen, but it looks fake and it looks weak. And this is an opportunity for us to preach the gospel unto the world. And then even our other friends and our other family who have been so inconsiderate of God, who make a mockery of God, who live their life entirely for themselves, Maybe they go to church, maybe they don't, but they are in love with this present world, and to see it shaken and come tumbling down. And I'm not mocking you, my friend, if you're scared to die, if you don't have Jesus Christ, if you're not actually living for the Son of God, you ought to be scared to die. That's the point I'm making. That's why we must come preaching the gospel and be consistent, be steadfast, be filled with hope, be unmovable, be unashamed of the gospel, have peace inside our heart, and preach this thing with power, because this is our time. In the book of Esther, it was a situation as to where the king had allowed for Haman to have some power. And then Mordecai came and he told Esther that you need to go speak with the king. And you need to help us here. And Esther was afraid, but Esther said this. This is what the Mordecai said. Who knows, perhaps you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. You have, and I have, come into this world as believers of the true gospel in the midst of the coronavirus to stand on the wall and spread this gospel with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our power. Let's be encouraged. And here's my last point. One, the only way to say to die is gain is to live for Christ. Two, the only way to live for Christ is to know His love. Three, I have to know His love inside my heart. Four, that's what equips me to serve this world and preach His gospel. Here's number five. There are even true believers who need courage and who need comfort. This boldness, this willingness to lay down your life for our Lord Jesus Christ is our inheritance in the gospel. It's for every single child of God. But there are believers who need to experience the power of it. And so that if they need us who are more mature, who have experienced this power, to come alongside them, to encourage them, to comfort them, to point their eyes toward Jesus Christ. So instead of worrying, instead of being filled with fear, instead of being, you know, caught up and consumed with the coronavirus, I have been doing a lot of research. But you can tell it hasn't changed my spirit and brought me down. It's actually brought me up. I read, I take that, I go to the Bible, I use it as information to help my understanding to come back out and preach the gospel. I to know what it costs to follow our Lord Jesus Christ and to be willing to make that commitment and to pay that price. It's the highest life imaginable. It's the gift of God to every one of us that looks unto our Lord Jesus Christ. And our other brothers and sisters need to be encouraged to enjoy it so that they can tell somebody else there is true hope in Christ. And these people who have seen the world is shaken, they're scared to die. They know there's a day of judgment. They have come to realize all of a sudden that they're not in control. If they had everything planned, not just for 2020, but up to 2050, he had his children's plans planned. And now he can't even leave the house. That's God in His mercy and in His love opening a door to the preaching of the gospel. And I believe He's going to save many people. I believe that ears are open right now. I believe I have seen of the brethren in Africa and the U.S. come out of the woodwork preaching and talking about these lying signs and wonders and how fake they are and putting their prophets on blast. And I've heard those who were arguing all this time keep silent. What a glorious time when there's silence from the false prophets and the true men and women of God can tell them who he is. And that the kingdom is spiritual all along. The miracle is in the soul. The salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ is in the gospel with power. So much power that we are fearless at death. Because we really do believe to die is gain. And brothers and sisters, the only way we can believe it is that we are actually living for our Lord Jesus Christ, because his love means so much unto us that if called unto death for his service and for his glory, I choose that rather than life, because I do not want to dishonor that love. That's a gift from God that he'll give to you and to me because of the gospel that declares the grace of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, he'll give me and you the Spirit. The Lord bless you. Amen.